All right. Welcome to United on the Road podcast. I am your host, Jason.
I am your other host, Augie.
All right. So this is episode 7, I believe. Is that right? Episode 7?
Episode 8. We did 7 already.
Oh, okay. Episode 8. Look who's been not been keeping track. So today, what are we going to talk about, Augie?
So we're talking to Will and Mike, who run a nonprofit called Transport for Troops.
Transport for Troops. And so we have Veterans Day that's coming up here pretty soon. And so very important day, not just for United Road, but important day for our country. I mean, I think Veterans Day for me is like, it's like Mother's Day. And here's what I mean by that.
Okay.
You're like, okay, where's he going with this?
I'm bracing myself for a Jason story. Go ahead.
Mother's Day is a day in which we honor our mothers, right? But we should honor our mothers every day. Every day should be Mother's Day. See, he didn't think I was going there. Veterans Day the same way.
Same way.
You know, I mean, yes, we have a date in November 11th, to recognize our veterans, but
every day. So I am the person, when I first started dating my husband, and I would walk up to a random vet that had like World War II on their hat or, you know, Vietnam veteran, walk up to them, shake them hand, their hand and say, thank you for your service. I'm that person because I feel like I sleep at night safe and sound in my home because of sacrifices that other families have made. Yeah. Not just the service, you know, man or woman. Yeah. Their whole family is.
So how is that reaction? You go up to someone wearing a Vietnam veteran's hat, a World War II hat, or... Korean veterans hat, Korean War veterans hat. What's their response?
It's varied. I feel like sometimes I just get like a thank you, and then other times I get, you know, like a genuine surprise, like wow, you know, thank you for acknowledging that.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like in the big picture, right? Me saying thank you is nothing compared to what they've done.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I also carry our challenge coins around too, and when I see a veteran, I give it to them and. It's a small challenge coin, right? But I feel like the message that it sends, you know, is bigger than the tangible object, right? Yeah. Like, we respect you. We appreciate you. We honor you. Thank you.
Now, for people that don't know, you know, challenge coins are big in the military. Oftentimes, you know, an officer will have a coin for the particular branch of the military and give it to a junior officer or an enlisted, you know, soldier, just as a way of recognition and saying thank you. And so many of the servicemen and women will have those coins with them or have a coin with them at all times, just, you know, because it's a similar recognition that they've received. And so United Road, a couple years ago, for Veterans Day, we said, you know what? We want to have our own challenge coin, our way of recognizing veterans. And so we had a coin made. It's got the United Road logo on one side, and it says, thank you for your service. And on the other side, it's got the logo of all five branches of the military.
With the POW MIA flag in the middle.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
And so as far as that challenge coin, you want to kind of give a little announcement here about Veterans
Day? Yes. So, we put together some packages for our veterans. We've been kind of polling our drivers, and we apologize ahead of time. If we missed you, reach out to us.
Please.
At podcastonunited@unitedroad.com. But we have some packages going out to our veterans. They'll be shipped to each terminal. And every package includes a United Road hat with a U.S. flag embroidered on the side that says U.S. Veteran. It includes a challenge coin. If you have one already, please.
Now you have two.
Now you have two, or you carry one around to give to a service person when you see
absolutely.
Them. It also includes a sticker for your window of your truck that says Proud U.S. Veteran. And for me personally, I'm super excited and honored to be able to put those together.
Yeah.
I've had our drivers approach us in the past and say, hey, how come we don't have anything that has a flag on it? Or, you know?
Yeah.
So to be able to provide that to them, and like you said, right around with Veterans Day coming up, I hope to see you guys all rocking your U.S. veteran hats.
And you know what? And the thought just hit me. And I'm excited about this thought, by the way. So brace yourself.
I'm bracing myself for a Jason thought again.
I think we need to make a new challenge coin.
Okay.
I think we need to make, and here's why. Because we have on the back all the branches of the military. I don't believe we have Space Force.
No, Jason.
We don't have Space Force.
That.
So we need a new coin. We need a new coin. So All right. So for our interview, like Augie said, we talked to a couple guys who started an organization called Transport for Troops. Mm-hmm. And so Mike and Will. So let's go to that interview. We talked to them, you know, earlier today. And here's that interview.
All right.
Mike, William, thank you guys very much for joining us. We really appreciate this. And we're excited to learn more about Transport for Troops and how, you know, we can get more involved in helping you guys do what you're doing and how others can do so as well. And so if you wouldn't mind, William, if you'll start and just kind of, you know, introduce yourself and tell us what you're doing for Transport for Troops.
Yeah, I'm William Warden, Army veteran. Just doing what I can to raise awareness for our mission, which I'm sure we'll talk about more. But I'm working full time to try and get more people plugged into what we're doing and get more service members aware of what we provide.
That's fantastic. And Mike, I think you're dialing in from inside the truck, right?
I am. I'm on the road this week.
Awesome.
Well, that's great. And so, and for everybody's, you know, I know we've done some podcasts in the past. We talk about safety. Mm-hmm. For the record, Mike, although Mike is in the truck, he's not driving.
I'm not driving. Need to get one of those green screens behind me, you know, and then.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mike, how long have you been working with Transport for Troops?
I was in the Army from 97 to 2000 and I started hauling cars after that. And I had my own transport company for about 15 years, and then we closed down and I was able to be an owner operator for Pilot Transport. How we started Transport for Troops, I actually called William on a load that he had, and I think around 2011, and we just had a really good conversation, and, you know, about 2 hours of our conversation and talked about what can we do for veterans. I felt like we both have the spirit of giving, you know, like we want to do good for our brothers and sisters, and Transport for Troops was just a great way of doing that, being that we're both in auto transport and there was a need for it, and that's kind of the gist of it. So
yeah, I'll say this. One thing I love about our servicemen and women, and Mike, you kind of said it, you know, you're referring to your fellow servicemen as, you know, brothers and sisters. You know, I mean, I think that strong sense of family, that strong sense of bond, you know, that, you know, across the different services is fantastic. So if we don't, yeah, I want to make sure we say this early and often. We certainly appreciate both of you all for your service, the sacrifices that you and your families have made on behalf of our country. You know, we are forever in your debt. That is for sure.
Oh, so Mike, let's start with you. Can you tell me a little bit about your military experience and what it means to you to be a U.S. veteran?
I joined the Army when I got out of high school in 97, and I served for 3 years. I went to Fort Benning, Georgia, did a couple of deployments, got out in 2000, and started hauling cars after that. And as far as what the military meant for me and what it did for me, I learned a lot about myself, made a lot of really good contacts. It was a really great experience, and the camaraderie, and it's just, I have so many answers to that of what it means to me. It means so much to me. It's hard to put it in such little words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like essentially you become part of a family, maybe a family that, you know, some of them never had that camaraderie, like you said, or the ability to call on brothers and sisters when you need something like your car transported.
Well, wherever I go, you know, I run into veterans and we always relate. We can always talk about life or whatever, and can have empathy for each other. Just like with car hauling, there's a lot of camaraderie there with us out here on the road and always trying to help each other if we're in need of, you know, watching each other, make sure we're safe, you know.
What's it? Yep. I got your six.
Got your six. Exactly.
Got your six. So, Will, do you want to tell us a little bit about your military experience and what it, I know it's a lot to put into one answer, but maybe just the, you know, what it means.
Yeah, definitely.
Served.
I mean, so my entire childhood and my whole life growing up, I knew I wanted to join the military. I was headed to the Air Force Academy my senior year of high school. 9/11 happened. And I was headed to 5 years of Colorado Springs and probably missing what I thought would be like my generation's, you know, action. And I changed gears. I enlisted in the Army to go jump out of airplanes, and much to the chagrin of my mother, went that route. And I, you know, looking back on it, I've had a lot of time to reflect, obviously, like what could have been and everything. And I don't regret it for a minute, because, you know, like Mike said, the family, that the bond that you have with the you know, men and women you deploy with, and then how you can relate to anybody who's, you know, kind of chewed the same sand and dirt that you did, and the misery that you've all endured. You know, there's really that bond and unity there. So, you know, coming through basic training, and then I deployed to Iraq in 2004 for 14 months, and we, you know, got back from that, and it was a little kind of rough transitioning out, you know, getting out of the Army and becoming a civilian. So what I would say to, like, what it means to be a vet is, you know, is that continued service, that desire to look for an opportunity to apply myself within my community and within the military and veterans community. So that kind of lent itself, I would say, very, very heavily to looking for an opportunity like the developing transport for troops, that stems all from being in the Army and then now being a veteran.
Oh, that's great. And I think, so you talk about, you know, transport for troops. So let's pivot there. And either one of you, I mean, just kind of tell us, what is transport for troops?
I mean, I think I speak for Mike here, like, you know, our desire to give back is really the core of it. Like we both kind of had a chance meeting, you know, about 10 or 12 years ago, and it was on a load. And we started talking about, you know, the reality is I was a small broker shipping cars, and half my customers are military, paying out of pocket. I'm giving them discounts, and he was looking for an opportunity to give me a discount in the same way to help a family. So it really was, I think, just at its core is our desire to want to look for a way to continue serving. And, you know, after meeting, you know, Mike and I, we collaborated a lot. I mean, thousands of dollars in discounts and in free services that we offered. I know, like, from there, like, just Transport for Troops took some time to be what it is today. I mean, Mike, you had that one guy that was one of his snowbird customers who, I mean, Mike could tell you more about that. We went from chance meeting and discounts to like a real awesome opportunity that kind of gave us a little bit of an identity, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I got a phone call from a customer that was moving his snowbirds down to, or his cars down to Florida or Arizona. I try to get that out. And he called me on a vehicle that he needed to move for one of his nonprofits for a family. Their father was shot down in Iraq in 2006, and it was part of a story with Lee Bryce and the truck they found for him and for the family. You know, when I drive your truck, you know, the country song. And so when Perry called about that, I told him a little bit about Transport for Troops and just offered our services for free. And so we jumped into action and got it up to Minnesota for him, and we moved it several times through that course. And then he stepped up and really helped us getting our 501c3 and meeting the right people to really get the nonprofit going. And
that's great. Now what I understand, from what I understand, so what you guys are doing is you're connecting servicemen and women as they are needing to move their vehicles, you know, across the country as they relocate. You're helping them get those vehicles moved. Either you're finding transportation you're finding transportation to help them move them, right?
Right.
Okay.
Either William will set it up, you know, or refer them to a company and then we'll take care of the cost. Or, you know, I've tried to donate spots as I can as I'm on route.
Yep.
The biggest thing is helping the lower enlisted soldiers that don't make a whole lot of money. And that's all the way across the military. You know, they get out of college, they have a family, you know, they're trying to get a jump start in life. They're at a duty station for 2 or 3 years, and then they have to move. They have to move their entire family. And sometimes the second and third car, you know, if you have a 16-year-old son or whatever, isn't covered. So we just had a family that was moving from North Carolina to California, I believe, William.
Yeah.
It would have been $1,700 out of pocket that wasn't going to be covered. And we covered that with funds that we were able to raise.
That's fantastic.
And a lower enlisted. It was going to take a lot of money out of pocket for them to do that.
Yeah.
So how would somebody get in contact with you guys to initiate a move or to request help? How does somebody become eligible for your assistance?
So as far as eligibility, anybody in the military who's on orders to move, at whatever the orders are, if they're on orders to move, then they're automatically eligible for our support. That came through 3 years of arm wrestling with the IRS for them to determine, yeah, this is a charitable cause, because for roughly half of the military, they're paying 2 months of their pay just to ship one car. And when you're looking at that half of the military every year is about 300,000 or so, you know, people on the move, there's a lot of people who really need support. So as far as eligibility, it's just anybody in the military who's on orders to move. It's not, I'm moving because I want to move to Phoenix and I like the sun. It's I'm moving because Uncle Sam said, you know, hurry up and get there and don't be late. Yeah. So that's eligibility. As far as getting in touch with us, there's an application for all of our benefits on our grants page on our website at transportfortroops.org. They can just go to the grants and we added actually a new program because of another sponsor that joined us in the last month, where we're giving fuel cards as well. So if they're going to drive instead of ship, then we can just find out, okay, what's the fuel economy? You're going cross country. Here's $300 for gas. Yeah. That way it just alleviates, you know, the pressure. But anyone who's in the military on orders to move is eligible to apply.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I think now for us at United Road and, you know, both William and Mike came to us and said, hey, you know, told us about the great things that they're doing through Transport for Troops. And so one of the ways that we as United Road are getting involved is we're donating our services, you know, to eligible servicemen and women as they're making moves. And so, Will, I think we did our first move, right? You want to tell us a little bit about that family?
Yeah. So this family's in the Army. The service member, was enlisted. Then he went what they call green to gold. Now he's an officer. And I shipped their car myself, my brokerage that I had, you know, outside of Transport for Troops, close to 2 years ago. And our biggest spokespeople are other service members that we've helped. So I give a discount, and they, you know, didn't apply for the grant, but they told a bunch of other soldiers about what we do. And anyway, they're coming back from Washington to Georgia, and you know, they reached out, you know, to ship again, and I reminded them what we offer. And this was maybe a few months ago, but it's been very difficult to find them a ride. We haven't been able to find a truck that wanted to cover the route because they're going not to Atlanta, they're going out to Fort Benning, which is, you know, a few hours south of Atlanta. There, it's not really a place where car shippers are, you know, doing a lot of turning around. So, you know, I reminded them of Transport for Troops, and they were reluctant to apply at first, but then I mentioned United Road's commitment, your recent commitment, and they were excited to, you know, to have the opportunity and not be taking away from someone else. So I reached out to, you know, Glenn and you guys were willing to step up and take action. And she's been messaging me on the back end, very, very happy for the support, because, you know, when I was on deployment, and I'm sure Mike too, you get a package from a third grade class in Middle America, and that's great. But when you're everyday support back home and you're getting this practical service, you know, provided by people who are supportive of our military, it has a real boost. And I can tell from every conversation that I have with these families, you know, it's the most motivating thing I do is having the calls like, hey, we got you support. And they're so relieved, because for her, she's pregnant. They're expecting their child here in the next couple of weeks, I believe. Yeah. And it was just a lot of stress. And the service member, he's busy.
Yeah.
He doesn't have time to sit there and babysit, when's my car going to get moved? So you guys really are, I think you're delivering it here on the 21st. So
yeah,
this is, she's texting, she's excited. And it's definitely having a massive impact on their family morale for sure.
Awesome. So Glenn has shared some of the text messages between him and her, and like you said, just to see her excitement, you know, she texted him and said, "Hey, do you know if the car's been picked up? My neighbor hasn't said anything or not." And, you know, Glenn texts back and said, "Yeah, I just checked and it's picked up and it's rolling." And she was like, "Best news ever." Like, yeah. One less thing to worry about. Right.
Yeah. So having your partnership is definitely, helps because, you know, you guys have a huge footprint and ability to help, you know. So that was really cool to get that, you know, nod there early for her. So, and I'm sure she'll be a great ambassador for everybody. Just already saying it.
Well, and so certainly, well, we appreciate the ambassadors. I mean, I think we do it because we think it's the right thing to do. Right. I mean, it's, you know, like I said, I mean, the sacrifices that you know, our servicemen and women, you know, make as well as their families make. This is one small way for us as a company to contribute in a tangible, way. And we're honored to be able to do it. And we look forward to doing it for more. And so we thank you for that. Now, as you guys think about, you know, short-term, long-term goals for Transport for Troops, where do you guys see this going?
Yeah, I mean, like Mike said earlier, these are really great questions. I have a practice, you know, of writing down, you know, different steps. So this is something I've made a habit of. You know, we try to put, I think in the presentation that we sat down with you guys a month ago reviewing, it kind of captured a little of that. So for 2023, you know, what we put on the board and what we're shooting for and striving for is, it sounds like a lot and is a lot, but, you know, when you, again, you look at 300,000 moves annually around the continental U.S., our goal to move 1,000 vehicles and allocate 75 cents of every dollar generated from donations and in-kind services to cover our mission is like what we're trying to do for the coming year, whether that be through grants that we receive or through services and sponsorships through United Road and other partners. You know, our goal is to try and hit that because that's, you know, a third of 1% of the need that exists annually. But it's still a huge goal for us. And we'd love to see that come to fruition. And then going beyond the maybe a 5-year and 10-year goal, we do have, you know, a desire to cover, you know, 15% of all shipments that are eligible by 2028 and help, transitioning service members that are getting out of the military find jobs in this industry. And we feel that by showing this support, this is going to be a great fit for people that are coming out that are looking for a sense of purpose or mission or this industry at all. We want to kind of pass through and say, hey, we were supporting you. Here's an industry that wants to support you outside of your service. And of course, like 10 years from now, our dream goal would be to cover 100% of the need. I mean, I think that it's certainly attainable. I mean, it's a lot of people and not everybody needs, you know, the support. There are a lot who are desperate for the support, but we'd love to be able to take this pressure off of our service men and women and give them the support from the outside, you know, in, because the military is not doing it. They love what we're doing, but they don't have the budget for it. So, you know, this is an opportunity for us to take civilian America and military America and give them something that helps everybody, you know, like you said, do the right thing and improve morale.
Yeah. And so one question I would have, so Mike, I know you said that, you know, in the past you donated some, you know, spaces on your truck, you know, donated some of your time. We talk about the contribution that United Road's making. What are some ways that other trucking companies or other drivers can get involved in helping?
You know, we have a program that we're working on called $6 Cover Their Six. You know, so if you can get 1,000 drivers to donate $6 a month or raise $6 a month through their own networks, you know, that helps us. Just continue to talk about what we're doing, building that network. You know, there's millions of drivers on the roads. You know, they're always meeting people. Whenever I'm at the truck stops, I'm always running into veterans and talking about what we're doing. Love it. Give them a card. Try to build our network. Just more awareness, and it's going to take a community for us all. You know, we can do a lot together as a community if everybody does a little bit, and it's not a whole lot for everybody just to do a little bit. We can make a huge impact with these military families.
Yeah. So is there a story that stands out for you guys? Like one that really touched you or moved you? I'm sure they all do, right? They're all impactful, but is there one that stood out more? Or?
I mean, yeah, there are several. Like the one we just talked about that's ongoing is the most recent, the Marine that, you know, Mike mentioned earlier, you know, coming back from Afghanistan, and he got orders to move to California from North Carolina, and the wife had some health issues that, you know, prevented her from driving the second vehicle, but the Marine Corps and the military isn't equipped to really do anything with that. So, you know, being able to step up for that, I would say probably just the realization that there's no special privilege, regardless of where you are. I mean, you know, for most of the military, there's, you know, individuals that we deal with that are paying out of pocket who are recovering from, you know, missing limbs at Walter Reed, and they're paying to ship a car because they've got to go somewhere. So It's just the realization that we're all in this together. And then probably I'd say the biggest thing for me is the common theme that every one of these people are wanting to give back themselves. They appreciate the support, but they want to know how they can help as well. So just knowing that as we're helping more of the community with their personal needs, they're all for the most part wanting to find a way to pass it and pay it forward to the next one in line. So it just kind of, you know, it makes sense. It doesn't surprise me, but it's very reassuring and encouraging to see that pretty much across the board.
So Jason and I talked on one of our previous podcasts about a spark. It just takes one spark to start a fire. And it sounds like, you know, that's kind of what's happening with your network is you've got one connection that makes another connection that makes 10 more connections. And hopefully as your network grows bigger, you're able to, you know, provide your service to even more people.
Yeah.
All of United Roads connections, all the manufacturers, you know, all the test facilities, everything that we're doing with, and the people we've met over the years, it's a huge network. And again, if everybody just did a little within that network, we could do a lot for these families.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you guys for your time. I want to thank you guys for your service. And thank you for what you're doing for Transport for Troops. I mean, you guys are continuing to serve, you know, we thank you for that. And I know that the families really, really appreciate it. And so certainly we're going to continue to do our part, and to support you and support the, support those that you're serving. And we're going to challenge others to do the same. You know, because we recognize that United Road, we can't move all the vehicles. But you know, Mike, to your point, you know, it takes a village of us, so to speak, that if we all work together, we can all meet the needs that that's out there. So we appreciate it. You know, Mike, you know, I appreciate you dialing in from the truck.
That's commitment, right?
Yeah. And as the operations guy, I appreciate you, you know, stopping
and being parked.
For sure. So, and Will, thank you very much as well. So
thank you.
All right. So we want to thank Mike and Will for agreeing to come and talk to us. That was great. I mean, I'm blown away by different ways people get involved and people help other people. And these guys are providing a great service. And I mean, I'm just glad that they came to us and gave us the opportunity to help.
Yeah, because I mean, honestly, we're honored to be able to provide assistance and help support their mission, their need. You can see it in them to continue to serve their country, even not in active military anymore, but by providing help for, as they say, their brothers and sisters. Big for us.
And just think about it. So, you know, this move that we're helping for, that we're helping with now. You know, you have a service, a service member that's serving, his pregnant wife, you know, and she's charged with moving their family across the country. And just the tremendous burden that's lifted by knowing that her vehicle's being transported. She's not having to pay for it. One less thing to worry about. It's being transported by a reputable company.
Yep.
And so you don't have to worry about being scammed. I mean, it's just, it just makes things so much better. She can focus better.
On her health.
Yeah. She can focus on her health. The service member is off serving somewhere And so, you know, Lord knows that helps him focus better on whatever it is he's having to do. It's fantastic.
And Mike talked a little bit about he doesn't need one person to donate $6,000. If there's 1,000 truck drivers that each donate $6, that covers a move, right?
Yep,
you help one family with just $6.
Yeah.
So their website, again, is transportfortroops.org.
Yep.
If you want to reach out to them, or if you know of somebody who is in need of military transport, if they're being sent to a different location and they have uncovered moving expenses, they're the ones that are going to help you.
Yeah, because we just assume, at least I did,
that,
you know, the government just takes care of all the moving expenses, and that's not the case.
Not true.
And so that's unfortunate.
It is.
So, I mean, we can make our voices heard by voting on all that stuff, but that's a different podcast. But with that, we want to thank you all for joining us today. Like Augie said, transportfortroops.org. Please go there, check them out, and please engage with them and help as many people as you can. So thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay safe.
Bye, guys.